making sure I push through.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor.
Frank
it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The bipartisan Senate effort to reform the nation's asylum, detention, and deportation laws has been filibustered by Republicans. Democratic Senator Chris Coons.
I came to serve in the Senate because it's a serious place where people want to solve problems and help make the world better. A day like today makes it hard to believe in that.
Congress now facing whether to set aside the border provisions in order to provide funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken striking a sharp contrast to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's outright rejection of a ceasefire and hostage return agreement proposed by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar.
While there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached.
Blinken also said there needs to be a clear and credible pathway to a Palestinian state. A missing military helicopter has been located in the mountains of Southern California, waiting on word of the five Marines on board. This is ABC News. Several arrests in last month's attack on two NYPD officers.
Four people believed to be involved in the attack on two NYPD officers in Times Square last month are under arrest and in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. They were detained in Phoenix, Arizona, getting off a Greyhound bus and are believed to have fled from New York. It's not clear whether the individuals are among the same group previously arrested in New York or if they were part of a larger group still being sought by the NYPD. Critics have suggested the suspects are rogue migrants who should be immediately deported. One man accused of setting off the attack on the officers by resisting arrest has been indicted for his role in the attack. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Food and Drug Administration says officials in Ecuador say a cinnamon processing company there is likely the source of tainted cinnamon that poisoned children in the U.S. That company supplied cinnamon that was added to Guanabana and other applesauce pouches. The CDC received more than 400 reports of suspected or confirmed cases of lead poisoning, mostly in young children. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region, and we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today with breezy winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour, which are pumping our highs into the mid and upper 50s. This all ahead of the storm system that strikes overnight, bringing rain throughout tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 47 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A defeat for House Republicans attempting to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher, one of three Republicans to vote no. He's critical of Mayorkas for the border crisis, but warned against lowering the standard for impeachment and said he's unlikely to change his mind. The attorney representing a person of interest in the murders of a couple at a bar in Elkhorn last week says it's his understanding the man is being held on a probation hold, and he denies being involved in the deaths of Emerson and Gina Weingart. Measles cases cropping up in the U.S., Dr. Stephanie Schauer with the State Department of Health Services.
Measles is a very serious disease, but we're fortunate that we have a vaccine that's both safe and effective.
Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Mark, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced yesterday that municipalities across the state received more than $138 million in first quarterly payments for 2024 for general transportation aids. Here in western Wisconsin, Pepin County received $100,000, Buffalo County $215,000, Pierce County $357,000, and Dunn County $418,000. For calendar year 2024, local governments will receive more than $536 million in general transportation aids to support transportation-related projects. That's a 2% increase over calendar year 2023. Total funding for all local programs makes up almost one-third of the state transportation budget. Attorneys for a man accused of committing a 2016 homicide in Eau Claire are now asking the court to allow time for an independent competency exam. Shane Helmbrecht is accused of the shooting death of a neighbor. Defense attorneys asked yesterday for 4 months to have the evaluation completed. They were told they will not have that much time. A Chippewa County man has been identified as a victim in a fatal vehicle crash in Minnesota. Two vehicles collided Sunday on Highway 1 in North Home. Three people were killed, including Riley Shedeker of Bloomer. That accident remains under investigation. Wisconsin students who are involved in a worldwide robotics program are lobbying state lawmakers for the money to expand. Participants with FIRST, a tech-centered nonprofit K-12 development initiative, visited the Capitol Rotunda yesterday, bringing examples of their robotic projects along. Whitewater High School junior Madison Lane said it takes about $70,000 each year to fund the activities for her team, money that is typically raised through small grants and sponsors. She says the group would like to see more funding at the state level to expand access to the program to underserved Wisconsin communities. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
With the closure of HSHS and Prevea, some counties here in western Wisconsin will have to find a new provider for birth to three programs. The programs help infants that have special needs that need extra physical and speech therapies. Matt Raisler, head of Pepin County Human Services, says Pepin County contracts with CESA for those services.
We contract with CESA here in Pepin County, so we think we're going to be okay, but we also know there's seven other counties in the area that now really only have one option of going to CESA when a lot of the bigger ones, Eau Claire, Dunn, and Chippewa, all were using Prevea for that service. So we're not really sure how that's going to pan out. We're hoping, because we have a contract with CESA, that we're not going to be finding a hard time to get our kiddos into them.
There's no word yet on when Prevea will end its birth to three services. Stepping Stones of Menominee has received a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture to assist in local food purchases. The group will use the funds to support the Farmers Feed Dunn County Food Diversification Initiative. The initiative focuses on growing the Farmers Feed program by obtaining protein from local producers and increasing and diversifying produce for the pantry, pop-ups, and share a meal bags. The grants were awarded through a competitive review process. The one-time funding is being provided by the USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service. A former Chippewa County daycare worker has pleaded no contest to charges in a child abuse case. Investigators say that Lindsay Jordheim picked up a 2.5-year-old child and forcibly dropped them back to the floor, leading the child to hit their head on a metal door frame. The incident happened at Spots and Stripes Early Learning Center in Bloomer. Jordheim has been sentenced to 6 weeks in jail and given 3 years probation. Eau Claire County District Attorney Peter Rendall is responding to questions being asked by a local YouTuber. The vlogger, known as Neat Mike, says he was attacked in a June 2023 incident involving a custody dispute. In a recently posted video that has been gaining attention, Neat Mike questions why charges against the alleged attacker were dropped. In a statement issued yesterday, Rendall says that he has confidence in the skills and abilities of all of the prosecutors in the Eau Claire County District Attorney's Office to make sound decisions of their pursuit of justice. You're listening to WRDN News.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. A Packers fan has a letter and a story to tell thanks to his application to the team. Bill Port sent Packers CEO Mark Murphy a letter about 2 weeks ago asking to apply for the open defensive coordinator job. He jokingly said he thinks he can do the job. He's experienced in fantasy football, but does prefer to have the weekends off. Maybe it's because he wants to watch football, right? Murphy jokingly sent Port a note thanking him for the application, but passing. Murphy did say that because of Port's fantasy football experience, he should perhaps try the Chicago Bears for their position. Port shared Murphy's letter on Twitter, and the story has since gone viral. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bush continues learning curve at RCR. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Embarking on his second season in the NASCAR Cup Series with Richard Childress Racing, Kyle Busch asserts he still has much to learn. After 15 years at Joe Gibbs Racing, the Las Vegas native reviewed his experience at RCR in 2023, swapping a Toyota for a Chevrolet, while sharing his mission for 2024.
You got to look at the good and take the good and know what was good that made you good, and then you got to go and look at the bad and look at what you did wrong and what made it bad. But even in the bad, there were some good, you know, like I crashed at Michigan. The car was really fast, really good. I felt overconfident with it and put myself in a bad spot. You know, just things like that I've got to figure out and get better at with this car. And, you know, it's teaching an old dog new tricks.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James Black Boots, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The objective with this new line was basically to create a collection of boots that were going to be elevated, quality made, using the finest materials and craftsmanship available. Some of the key quality construction details that carry throughout the line would be premium cowhide lining, hand-nailed leather soles, and simplistic design. Cody James Black, only at Boot Barn.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
The 11th-ranked basketball Badgers take on last-place Michigan in Ann Arbor tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Well, the Badgers have dropped two in a row. Michigan has lost five straight and 10 of their last 11. Tip time set for 6 p.m. on BTN. Search for a new president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers is underway and expected to take 6 to 9 months. The team announced today its succession plan and search committee members. Mark Murphy will turn 70 in July of 2025 when he'll be required to retire. In a post-race survey given to athletes at over 40 Ironman triathlons across the world in 2023, Ironman Wisconsin voted the third best race of all, winning a top five global Ironman Athletes Choice Award. Ironman Wisconsin also voted the number one Ironman race in North America for 2023 based on the overall event satisfaction. 49ers and Chiefs continue preparing for Sunday's Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. They'll kick off at 5:30 on Sunday night. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One girls' hoops winning streak hits triple digits, while another comes to an end. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The Hartford girls basketball team forced its way into a share of the North Shore Conference lead by taking down Homestead last week as sophomore Bella Clega scored with 3 seconds left to lift the Orioles to a 57-56 win. Junior McKenna Christian had 25 points and 10 rebounds. She was also featured last week as the Wisconsin Dairy Female Athlete of the Month. Head over to wisports.net to read more about McKenna's work on the farm, in school, and on the court. The Hartford victory ended Homestead's 33-game North Shore Conference winning streak. Speaking of streaks, Aquinas won its 100th straight Mississippi Valley Conference game on Thursday as the Blue Gulls defeated Holman 81-53. Sophomore Samantha Davis, the younger sister of former La Crosse Central and Wisconsin Badger stars Johnny and Jordan Davis, had 26 points in that game. The Kohler boys team is 17-0 so far this year and picked up a couple key conference wins last week. First, the Blue Bombers knocked off St. Mary Catholic on Tuesday before a 60-50 win over Oostburg on Friday. Junior Max Breitenbach had 37 points and 24 rebounds in the two victories. The number one boys basketball team in Division IV went down last week as Mineral Point suffered its first loss of the season. Darlington scored a home victory over the Pointers on Friday, 72-60. Both teams are now 17-1 overall, splitting the regular season matchups. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk knows how to catch walleyes under the ice, even when the bite is tough. He's got some techniques that he likes to use to get those fish to come to him. I'll tell you what they are, but first...
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says sometimes you have to bring those fish to you. He said you'll drill a hole or two in a good spot, and you know there should be some fish down there. but they just don't seem to be showing up on the sonar. So what you'll need to do is bring them in with some noise. He said there are a lot of rattle spoons that you can tie onto your rig. There are even some crankbaits that you can send down the hole that are sinking baits that you can jerk up and down and get them rattling so that those fish will actually come to that noise. He said they may not always hit that lure that's rattling, but at least you can see them on the sonar. And if they're not taking the bait, you can send down a flashy spoon with some minnow heads or some wax worms or maggots threaded onto the hooks to try and get those walleyes to bite. He said another good technique on a hard bottom is to take that lure and just wrap it on the bottom. Just drop it on the bottom a dozen or so times and then bring it up and flash it and watch the sonar to see if those fish are coming in. He says those walleyes are curious, and that little bit of noise can bring those walleyes right to you. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today with breezy winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour, which are pumping our highs into the mid and upper 50s. This all ahead of the storm system that strikes overnight, bringing rain throughout tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 47 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're broadcasting today from the Buffalo Bill Farm and Ranch Expo that's taking place in North Platte. Great crowds, great folks walking in, and of course, many folks looking at that corn market and wondering why I hadn't flipped the switch to make it higher. We'll talk about what happened within this grain conflict. Some interesting factors that are being weighed in as Arlen Suderman is going to join us. Arlen, of course, is with StoneX. And let's start out because I've not been closely looking at my email today, and I'm glad that you brought it up. There seems to be a U.S. District Court in Arizona and a ruling with a dicamba, and I'm sure the market's kind of paying a little bit of attention to that.
Yeah, it's caught everyone by surprise, I think, and that was that a U.S. District Court judge in Arizona, which of course is a major soybean planting state, vacated an EPA registration of dicamba-based weed killers from 2020, saying that the agency violated procedures mandating public input. So that essentially means that, as I read the story from Reuters, means that those products built for dicamba, tolerance, that are used on soybeans. In fact, Bayer soybeans that resist dicamba-based herbicide are number two most planted soybeans in the United States. And now the product can't be sold based on this judge's current ruling unless there is something appealed in a case won before then. We're getting awfully close to the start of the planting season in the southern soybean belt. And so this is kind of a shock to the industry right now. And not only affecting soybeans, but also cotton as well. We'll have to see how this plays out, how it impacts planting decisions, seed availability, et cetera, going forward.
And that's a little cog in the wheel we don't need at this point, is spring planting just around the corner for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, there's a lot of interest and concerns here on both sides of this issue. The problem is last-minute decisions that so impact what happens on the farm when there's not much time to make adjustments.
Well, we know that the other thing that's been kind of looming, and folks here were talking about it, is the WASD report that comes out tomorrow. And normally this isn't a blip on the radar more than anything, but we've got a lot of talk about changing what we've got in those numbers coming out of South America.
Yeah, the one we're watching most significantly is going to be the soybean production estimate out of Brazil. Right now, the average trade guess going in, what the market is priced in, is that soybean crop would drop to 153 million metric tons, down about 4 million metric tons from the previous month. Originally, USDA was up there over 160 million metric tons, where last year's record crop was. I think they were actually 162. We started out at 165. Our latest customer survey last week came down to 150.4 million metric tons. So we came down a little bit further. Now, that's still not enough to justify rationing U.S. demand with higher prices, even though I know our producers would like to see higher prices. We have a demand problem right now for soybeans. And so if we took prices higher, we would simply hurt that demand even further right now, unfortunately. But we're watching to see how much USDA comes down. I think the lowest of the recognizable names as far as production estimates have been down to 145 million metric tons. I anticipate that we'll eventually end up somewhere around 148 plus or minus 1 million metric tons for Brazil. That's not much lower than where our current customer survey number is now. We may dip below that and then bounce back up to that level is my current thinking. The question is, at what point does it start to positively impact our exports? And right now that looks like, based on assumptions that Argentina's crop is going to be okay, that would be somewhere south of 145 million metric tons. So we're not anywhere close to that yet at this point.
And I talked earlier this morning, Arlen, during one of the early morning reports about the StoneX survey that you guys do of customers and what those numbers may say leading into the report. If you want to kind of share or talk a little bit about what those folks are saying down in South America.
Yeah, like I said, we started out at 165 million metric tons. It's just been ratcheting down since then, down to 150.35 million metric tons at this point. So our producers are showing that. About 15% of the crop was harvested as of this last Friday from our latest customer survey there. And so that's right in the middle of the 15-year, you know, the range of progress over the last 15 years ahead of where we were last year. So we're doing well. If you look at the winter corn crop planting, that's ahead of last year as well, and kind of right in the middle of where we've been over the last 5 years at about 16%. We really want to get the crop in center west Brazil particularly harvested, the soybean crop harvested and the winter corn crop planted by that last week of February, by March 1st, if at all possible, so that that corn can then reach the grain fill stage, go through pollination, reach a grain fill stage before the monsoon rains end. We never really did get the monsoon rains going this year, but we have had some pretty good rains there of late. I was looking at the latest data over the last 30 days, center west Brazil has had roughly about 8 inches of rain. That's a little bit below normal. And the average high temperature has been right around 88 degrees for that region. So not bad overall. Unfortunately, rains haven't been even everywhere. Some areas still have missed out, but overall pretty good.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we'll continue to take a look at some of those factors that are weighing in on what we see in not only the grain market, but also what's been happening in the livestock side as we saw a dip happen in cattle today. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, as our conversation does continue now with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. And Arlen, there's been, you know, you and I were talking during this commercial break about rumors that we hear a lot about or different reports that show up. And I know that you had talked a little bit about a report that you saw on Twitter when it came to Argentina. Did you want to expound a little bit more on that?
Yeah, there's two major grain exchanges in Argentina, the Rosario Grain Exchange and the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. Both put out production estimates and crop ratings, and we pretty much more rely on the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. We think they're a little bit more dependable, a little bit more stable numbers. There was an unconfirmed report on X, which is formerly Twitter, this morning that Rosario Grain Exchange was slashing their production estimate for Argentina by 20% because of the hot, dry weather that they've had recently. The market did kind of work its way off of its lows. The soybean market did for a while, but it then traded right back down once again. So it did have a big impact on the market. And I think primarily it's because it's still very early in the growing season in Argentina. Think of it as early July in the Midwest. And when's the most critical time weather-wise for soybeans in the Midwest? It's August. And so we're not to that period yet in Argentina. And what's in the forecast? Rain. Lots of it here over the coming days. Probably starting tomorrow or so, those rains will really start increasing, and much of their growing belt should see some rains going forward. I looked at the last 30 days history for Argentina and crops, and most of the heat has been to the north and to the west of their primary production areas. I mean, I'm talking the intense heat, the triple-digit heat. They have been dry, but they had some really good soaking rain ahead of this dry period.
Speaking of weather and dryness out there, I understand that we're going to be doing that strong transition maybe from El Nino to La Nina in the later half of the year. But it's to get through what many are starting to call the possibility of a very wet spring added to that.
Yeah, that's something we're going to be watching carefully. And I was just doing some work on that. And the models are all over the place. What's going to happen with this El Nino as far as how quickly will its demise come? It is weakening now. We did peak around the turn of the calendar. That's normal for El Ninos. The question is, how quickly does it demise? And some of the models are expecting us to be in a pretty good La Nina by this summer. And as we know, La Ninas tend to create drought in the Midwest. Most of the respected climatologists I talk to say that the conditions just don't seem right to them for that rapid of a demise of El Nino. But if we were to get that, we could expect drought to build up in the southern plains, which would be a problem for the wheat crop, but generally wet in the southeast this spring with some wetness over the Midwest as well. But if we have a more slowly fading El Nino, which is what I think is going to happen based on the climatologists I talked to, that really takes away a lot of the dryness concerns for the southern plains this spring, but it really makes the Midwest much wetter as we go through the spring. So the planting windows would be much tighter. None of them are really saying a repeat of 2019 at this point, but it's something we're going to have to watch. As you know, we can plant our corn crop in very narrow windows now, and I think we have to assume that we'd get the crop planted, and if so, we would have the moisture there then to grow a good crop with good full soil profiles through the summer. On the other hand, if you do have a more rapid collapse of the El Nino, if you go into the summer and go into La Nina, it actually favors high pressure setting up over the Midwest, with the eastern Midwest seeing the drought this time around with better rains here in the western Midwest. So we'll see how it all plays out, and we'll be updating you as we get a better handle of how it's going to evolve.
All right, let's jump over to the livestock side. And as somebody said to me here today at the farm show, what the heck happened in the cattle market today?
Yeah, the cattle market had that impressive day yesterday, mostly about money flow, I think. Popped the February contract up above up above the 200-day moving average, and we got some more buying therefore as a result. And we're basically the anticipation that we're going to see slower chain speeds because the packer margins have been really tightening up. But we've really been seeing a lot of strength in the product market. And if we slow those chain speeds down, we're just going to continue to tighten that supply up even more. Still waiting for this week's cash trade to unfold. Generally, expectations of $2 to $3 is what we'd priced into the market. But I think today was more about consolidation since yesterday we probably overdid it to the upside. I think tomorrow is probably going to be a better indicator. Do we bounce off of that 200-day moving average now as an area of support, or do we drop back below? I think that'll tell us a lot about where we're going.
All right, Arlen, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com or over on X, formerly Twitter, ArlenFF101 is my handle.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell as we broadcast from the Buffalo Bill Farm and Ranch Expo. It is being brought to you by your Channel Seed professionals. And as always, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by propane, the energy for everyone. Last month, officials at the USDA announced a big boost in spending to identify and support new markets for American agricultural commodities. The Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program will each receive millions, and I'll have the details after this. More than 800,000 American farms choose propane every day for nearly every job on the farm. From propane-powered flame weed control as an alternative to herbicides to propane-powered irrigation engines that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%, propane is a reliable, environmentally friendly energy source. Plus, propane delivers significant savings over other fuels, boosting both profits and efficiency, all while lowering emissions. And with the Propane Farm Incentive Program, farms are growing more benefits to their bottom line with direct payments of up to $5,000 to participating ag producers, just for documenting propane's performance on the farm. Learn more about how propane is helping farms reduce emissions and grow their savings. Visit booth WS20 and WS22 at the World Ag Expo, February 13th through the 15th in Tulare, California, or go to propane.com today. Officials at the USDA started their year by announcing new funding for the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program, with those two groups set to receive $203 million to help expand export markets for U.S. food and agricultural products. Daniel Whitley, USDA's Foreign Ag Service Administrator, says these types of investments have a history of providing strong returns for ag exports, noting that for each dollar invested in export market development, U.S. ag exports have increased by more than $24. The largest tranche of funding, nearly $174 million, will be distributed by the Market Access Program to 68 nonprofits and cooperatives. Those groups will use the funds for
brand and customer promotion initiatives in this next fiscal year. Cotton Council International will receive the largest allocation at $14.7 million. The U.S. Meat Export Federation and the Food Export Association of the Midwest are both slated for more than $10 million each in funding. But on the other end of the spectrum, many groups, including the National Industrial Hemp Council, California Olive Committee, the American Feed Industry Association, and the Mohair Council, will each receive allocations of between $134,000 and $202,000. The remainder of the funds, $27 million, will be distributed by the Foreign Market Access Program to 20 agriculture producer trade associations in the form of a spending match for expenses related to promoting commodity consumption overseas. Those groups will have to contribute $2.50 for every dollar in federal funding they receive. USDA officials say this latest round of investments complements the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program announced last year. I'll have more details when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Well, that's a $200 million investment in new markets for ag products from the USDA, and more funding is expected as applications for the Regional Ag Promotion Program are still being assessed. Now, that program could push as much as $300 million more into export promotion for U.S. commodities. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Propane, the energy for everyone. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today with breezy winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour, which are pumping our highs into the mid and upper 50s. This all ahead of the storm system that strikes overnight, bringing rain throughout tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. Sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. And ask if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink fur dice. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. There's someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. I get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, man, I've been there. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's, I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling known. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted, and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word 'cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles. Baby, come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kind of tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be, and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet, my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding, I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted, and everything I need. And I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. She's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
Soul on fire, she can build all my dreams. man that night in the arms of the Memphis Queen. And I saw stars.